Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. If you're a new listener, we welcome you and pray that you're blessed and invite you to just receive from the Lord as we've been sharing on a message entitled The True Worshippers. And I'm ministering on the subject of praise and worship. Why is it so important? And the Word gives us specific guidelines on how we are to praise Him. But I suppose an important question before we even go into all of that is, why should it be that important? When I first came to the Lord, I heard all these Christians talking about praising God, or in the services, let's just praise God, let's lift our hands, and I didn't even know what that meant. And God is very clear. He wants to show us that this is what God wants us to understand, a subject God wants us to understand and to yield ourselves to, so we can be blessed. I began this message looking at the fourth chapter of the Gospel of John, where Jesus said to the woman at Samaria at the Jacob's well that the Father is seeking those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so what we want to look at now are the reasons why this is so important. And first of all, we know it's a command. We're to bless the Lord at all times. His praise should continually be in our mouth. Because He is worthy, because who He is just engenders praise. It calls forth praise and worship. Also, we understand that there's a personal edification aspect involved. In other words, we will be blessed. It's not, you know, years ago when I first came to the Lord, I was attempting to minister to a girlfriend. I was very young in the Lord, but her comment was like, what's all this about praising God? It was like God's on some massive ego trip, and He just wants people to just praise Him. Well, no, that is not at all what praising and worshiping God is. He does not have an ego problem, but we know when He understands that when we understand His exhortation to worship Him, there are benefits for us. Psalm 147 and 1 says, praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. In other words, it is conforming, that word means pleasurably conforming to standards of good appearance, fitness, or proportion. God has not given us a spirit of heaviness, but a garment of praise. And that garment, we can choose to put on that garment of praise whenever we desire. And the more frequently we do it, we shouldn't get up in the morning without being properly dressed spiritually. We wouldn't think of doing that in the natural. So spiritually, we ought to put on that garment of praise. Also, we looked at, there was a spiritual effect on others. It brings conviction, repentance, a turning of the heart toward God. The effect of worship and music and song can even be more powerful at times, because that's how God's designed us. Our emotions are affected by music, and it can actually be more effective in breaking down walls and barriers than even preaching the Word of God, even a preaching message. And so God, the Holy Spirit, knows how to reach the heart of individuals. Another important aspect of why we should praise God, and with all these areas I'm mentioning, I'm just giving a surface introduction, if you will, a surface comments, because each one of these points can be explored in depth if you go into the Word of God. In this next area, that of warfare, praise is an offensive weapon. The scripture that comes to mind, or a scripture portion where Jehoshaphat sent the worshipers on advance as the enemy army was approaching. And no way in the natural could they have defeated the enemy. But because he obeyed God, he wanted to send the worshipers first, that the enemy bands were routed. And so, beloved, it's a very powerful tool to be able to worship God. In fact, there are times that it takes praise and worship to really effect the victory and the deliverance that is desired. I remember years ago, I had the privilege and opportunity to go back a couple of times to Ruth Heflin's summer camp meetings when she was still alive. And she shared an example of worship. I mean, of course, they were certainly into praising God, that God actually requested her to dance around the bedside of a woman who was dying, who had terminal cancer or something like that. I don't remember the specifics, but what I do remember is that she obeyed God and that woman was healed, because it wasn't just a matter of praying for her, but again, that surrender, being willing to do what the Holy Spirit spoke to her heart, that woman had a miracle of healing. And so, beloved, it's very powerful, the effect that praise and worship has in terms of routing the enemy. Let me share a very pertinent passage of Scripture in relation to that. Psalm 149 says, "Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds." Listen to this. "Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand." See the combination of the word of God and praises in our mouths. "To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written." And this, beloved, is not just for pastors or evangelists. "This honor," this psalm concludes, "have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord." Beloved, we have a great tool, an effective weapon against the encroachments of the enemy by praising God. And there's a joy that comes in praising God. It's inevitable. It's given by the Holy Spirit. So worship, beloved, is an encouragement and an example to others. Our obedience inspires others to praise God and to enjoy the blessings that come in serving God this way. And I could go on and on, but just another reason why we praise God. Well, if you love the Lord and you want to feel his presence, be near to him, God dwells in praise. Psalm 65 and 1 says, "Praise waiteth for thee in Zion." That's addressing the Lord. Lord, praise is waiting for you in the congregation of the saints. And of course, I trust a familiar passage, Psalm 22 and 3, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." All right. Well, now I want to move into another direction, if you will. We've talked about why we should praise God. Now let's talk about how we should do it. Now, beloved, the Hebrew way of speaking about man, the inner man, if you will, or the spirit, involved the total being of a man, body, soul, and spirit. And of course, we know from Thessalonians that there's his prayer for them that they would be preserved body, soul, and spirit until the coming of the Lord. And so we know that we are a tripartite being of a physical body, of a soul and spirit. And sometimes it's hard, those demarcations between the soul and the spirit. But if you will, in a just sort of a general explanation, of course, of physical bodies, we understand the spirit is the inner part of man, that part which lives forever. The soul is the will and the emotions. And so, beloved, let's talk about our body. In the scriptures, if you will really search, if you'll read the Psalms, or as far as that goes, the Psalm I just shared, Psalm 149, let them praise his name in the dance. God outlines in the Word of God that he desires our physical body to be utilized in praise and worship. Why? Because it represents an attitude of our inner being, if you will. There's many ways that we can use our bodies, and that is with our mouth, our hands, and with the entire physical body in various aspects as bowing and standing and dancing. And of course, there's other ways our soul can worship him. But we just want to begin with, as this broadcast is drawing to a conclusion, just looking at how we can praise God or how we can use our body in worshiping God with our mouth, our hands, and our body. Well, with our mouth, we can honor God, reverence God by singing. And you might say, well, Sister Glass, I'm not a singer, and I don't have to sing to praise the Lord. I can praise God in my heart. Beloved, that's a contradiction in terms, because to praise the Lord involves vocally using our vocal cords, our mouth, in singing and praising God. It's a contradiction in terms. In your heart, you can adore God, you can honor God, you can love God, you can glorify God, you can bless the Lord in silence. It's an attitude of the heart, but praise, beloved, is vocal. Psalm 95 and 1 says, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Do you hear that? That is not just confined to those who are musicians and soloists, those who have an accomplished vocal vocabulary, if you will. Beloved, the most humble of us who can't carry a tune need to praise God. Well, the time has just flown by, and we've got so much to cover, but I'm just going to have to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. Beloved, if any time you want to rehear a broadcast, or if you've missed it, just go to our website, www.unveilchrist.org, and click on the broadcast, and they're there outlined a number of years now, archived for your convenience. But in the moments that remain, I want to thank you so much for listening. UCM Partners, God bless you. Thank you for your prayer support, your generous and faithful financial gifts. If it weren't for you, we could not stay on this station. We've been on this station, I believe, for over 40 years. So thank you for joining me. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying I love you, and may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,